So here we come to book capital C, and starting in 1960. It really is a continuation of purification and so on type of experiments. Clotted plasma, for example, beginning on the page 1, August 10. With the looted material, and saying that the clotted plasma, which of course is serum, that the serum is essentially equivalent to plasma, but pH 4.3 is appreciably poorer than 4.6. So here is a serum versus plasma comparison on page 3. Zinc adsorption. Tested with zinc acetate on Thursday, August 10th, the zinc experiment. Nothing remarkable. Serum versus plasma tests again on page 9 or August 11th. Comment asked previously, the hemoglobin, haptoglobin, is greater in plasma than in serum, but otherwise no significant differences. Two-dimensional splitting. Trying two-dimensional splitting, I don't know what that was particularly. The gel wasn't a good gel. More purifications going on. Electrolytic reduction here again. This idea obtained a 12-volt auto battery. Charged overnight until gassing at 1 to 2 amps, and then open circuit about 12.8 volts, and allowed it to settle down, etc., and test of stability of the voltage. Why I was wanting to do this, it's not clear, though it comments on being perfectly adequate to control. A new fast column, August 16th, looks fairly reasonable. The haptoglobin and impurities are well separated, but too spread out is the comment of this fast column. Testing splitting haptoglobin 2-1, two-dimensional this time again, so running 2-2 in one gel and 2-1 in another gel, and then right angles the formic acid, 8 molar urea. A little sketch of the result on the 2-1 material, but no images yet. More purification. Two-dimensional gels results shown on August 21st, Sunday, page 37. Looking at them now, they look rather poor. But no particular comment. More images on page 39. with a comment that there's a very good but a low yield sent the material to Gordon. That's Gordon Gordon Dixon in Toronto, sending him material for this is not actually this is a mistake here this is August 22nd, let me start that one again. Monday, August 22nd, page 39, is cleaning up the haptoglobin 2-2 again. With a column that to clean up the material to send to George. Yeah, to Gordon Dixon, and evidently quite satisfied with it, because I have the comment that it was very good but low yield and sent to Gordon Dixon, purified 2-2. Still thinking about this electrolytic reduction with complicated diagram, trying to loop with a platinum electrode and a reference electrode, etc., and stirrers. And I don't know why I was so interested in it. At this point, it looks quite pointless, but at that time, I evidently thought it was worthwhile. Okay, a comment, for example, that on page 17, or show no effect. If unable to obtain reduction with platinum, return to mercury. So the comment on Thursday is that still all negative, but recheck. And so I tried again with a mercury electrode. With a comment on page 51, unsplit, partly split, almost completely split, so you could get some reduction with a mercury electrode. Though there are no gel images that I can see at this point. Still puzzling over it. Test of haptoglobin 1-1 and haptoglobin 2-2 on electrolytic cleavage and of the hemoglobin binding properties. With the gel setup shown, but no images. Mercury reduction in the presence of hemoglobin. More resistant to cleavage in the presence of hemoglobin, but the poor quality hemoglobin makes binding uncertain. Comment on mercury reduction in the presence of hemoglobin, Sunday, August 28th. More attempts at it without urea on page 61, all without change. No cleavage, page 63. Check of haptoglobin 1 versus haptoglobin 2, HP1 versus HP2, and hemoglobin binding. So these were materials that have been reduced in 8 molar urea, and 0.2 molar ammonium acetate, electrolytic reduction. rather obscure notes. Trying to work with my first wife, Lois L.K. Smithers, Lois Kitsey Smithers, and Antigen, looking at something of separating it on a column. Trying paraaminobenzyl cellulose on Thursday, September 29th, page 81, results shows no haptoglobin removal, or at least not much. Still negative on the following page. Looking at the resolution of haptoglobin 1F and 1S. So at this point now, it's clear that without any comment, that 1F and 1S are being considered. So I think I must at this stage have heard George Connell's results, that 1F and 1S were in fact genetic variants. And not chemical variants, and so I go and see if I can find when his paper was, when I knew of his paper, or of his results. This is page 85, September 20th. The entry on Friday, September 20th, page 85 is a little bit confusing because it's talking about the urea concentration and the resolution of haptoglobin 1F, 1S and 2. But whether at this point I knew that 1F and 1S were genetic differences is not clear. However, the result is pretty obvious that one molar urea up to three molar urea in formic acid gels didn't resolve 1S, 1F and 1S in any of them. Then began to think about other things. Monday, October 3rd, acid chloride coupling. Istica had used SOCl2 and XE64 or 93 carboxylic resins, etc., etc. So I refluxed 1 gram. Is it not clear? I'll do that again. So testing some. I'll stop it, Jenny. On page 87, Monday, October 3rd, I tried to modify these the cellulose, carboxymethyl cellulose, using a method that Islicker had described, using thionyl chloride SOCl2. So I took carboxymethyl cellulose and refluxed it in the presence of SOCl2 and with the solvent being chloroform to try to make a cellulose which could be used for preparing the haptoglobin. And the comments on what was happening. and after washing the material and dried it, no sign of a haptoglobin removal in using this material. And some comments on this column on the following page. Trying paraaminobenzoic acid diazotization on October 4th. With a comment on page 94, negative again. Still thinking about using hemoglobin as a chelating agent to purify the haptoglobin on Thursday, October the 6th, trying to make insoluble hemoglobin. Possibly worth making a gel of hemoglobin by cross-linking with an epoxy compound or formaldehyde or a doubly diazotized benzidine and use it. So took some samples and tried to see what I could get. On page 99, some of this material was used, and some indication of haptoglobin removal. So to look and see if I could remove haptoglobin with this insoluble hemoglobin. Negative again, pH, on page 101. Page 107, October 18th, simple ionic cellulose hemoglobin test. I took Celex P of the phosphate, adjusted to pH 6 with ammonia, etc., and tried to see if I could bind hemoglobin to it. Thinking about complicated double columns, page 109, back to splitting again on page 111, alkali splitting, in reviewing the work ready for publication, I noted the last result prior to using urea thioglycolic acid work was splitting in alkali. So I used sodium hydroxide, a theoretical pH about 12.4 for different lengths of time. Tested in formic acid gels and 8-mole urea formic acid gel, but no images. Now the comment on Sunday October 23rd, the check of the results showed that haptoglobin 2-1 and 2-2 had never been split without urea and run in formic acid gel. So I made up mercaptoethanol ethanol in borate, buffer acid 2-1, and tested and showed that they split normally. The usual result, haptoglobin 2 only, HP2 only from 2-2, HP1 and 2 from 2-1. That's mercaptoethanol borate. It looks as if there was no urea in this experiment. Serum versus plasma comments and splitting on the column, etc., being tested. Page 117, plasma is equivalent to serum, but repeat the electrophoresis for a check. A rough test of trying to split on the column. Column splitting continued. Quite a nice looking gel on page 123 in relation to the column splitting continued. Heating the gel, the column in some way. Let's see whether I can make sense of it. Going back to page 121, since very little other than haptoglobin 2-1 came off on unheated column after acetone precipitation, try the acetone precipitate. So. 30% acetone, 10% mercaptoethanol, and 0.002 molar 2 APA, etc. Anyway, the results are on page 123, various degrees of heating. It doesn't appear that the heating had any effect. There was a less, this is a formic acid, 8 molar urea formic acid gel, and it's clear that the heating had removed the constant part of the haptoglobin product. It's not no comment on that, but it was later, I know, used as a method of purifying haptoglobin 1 and HB1 and HB1F and 1S and HB2 free from the constant region by heating the material. But I don't know whether I really realise yet that this would be helpful. Though I think some interpretation, though the heating is not clear what that was. Page 123, it is the result is understood because approximately pure HB1 and 2 in later times, excellent result. Looks as if 10 or 20 minutes heating is good. But no decrease in HB1 from 0 to 20 minutes. Probably 20 minutes is the safest. With a comment on the gel, which was an 8-mole urea formic acid gel, that this 2-1 is HB2-1F. Beginning to understand a little bit about 1F and 1S, so the genetic difference is known, I think, by this time. Serum plasma test again. Slightly a repeat of the columns with the heating and the acetone. Maybe it makes more sense this time. Thursday, November 3rd, page 127. Two columns of haptoglobin 2-1 were tested. 100 mils of acetone and 70 volumes of acetone, 28 volumes of distilled water and 1 volume of 2 molar tricetic acid, pH 7.5, etc. The heating here is a little bit more information. 20 minutes at 70 degrees, 20 minutes at 85. Two of the comments, and any of the heating ones showed, and they all had been heated for 20 minutes, and all of them show there is no constant region material in there. And with the comment, all the split okay in 1% merged cap to ethanol with tris, and the elution is okay. And noticed an odd result that there's no change in the fast or slow impurities on longer heating. Let us stick to a low level of heat. I know where this is going to go, but it's not yet clear that I knew at the time that it was going to give a method of purifying HB1F and 1S and HB2 for typing very rapidly without making complicated experiments. For example, here we are on page 135, that the results show that pH 5 elution of unheated does remove much of the slow impurities, but it also removes most of HB1 without speech, etc., etc. So some problems in that. continuing with different variations. Nothing very helpful. Number 146 on Wednesday, November 16th, HP2, HP1S, underlined the 1S. So it's clear that I do understand now that 1F and 1S are different things. The history of it is that basically that George Connell discovered the difference, because he began to make samples from individual donors, and then found that if he had a 1-1 individual, he might get 1F, 1F, or 1F, 1S, or 1S, 1S, as it were, as we later called them. And the book ends with the test of splitting conditions with this acetone method, and so ends book C.